Thank you, Lakeview, for allowing us to serve as Carpenters for Christ. Thank you that for these 33 years that you have supported that ministry and for the lives that have been changed. Thank you for the lives that were changed this trip as God worked in our midst. There's four young gentlemen that I want to introduce to you tonight. A couple of them are new to us, but I want to especially thank Kendall Holt for coming here. He was the chairman of the building committee for our Friendship Baptist Church where we worked last week, and he and his wife came, Rhonda, and we had the privilege of getting to know them more and know that they are tremendous Christians. No wonder that he served in that capacity. And I shared with you before we left on the trip how God had guided us to choose or to believe that he was leading us, and there was no doubt that that was where God wanted us to be. I have a couple of letters that I want to share with you and a testimony of a young man that I met the day that he left, just a day or two early. We received this letter from Pastor Jason Browning. Dr. Browning is the pastor of Friendship Baptist Church. Not sure how long he has been there. I know I've been told, but I've forgotten what it was. I think 3 or 4 years. But God is working in their midst, and obviously he is. We had an opportunity on Sunday morning to worship with them, and they are excited about what God has done and what God is going to do in their church and what he did during our time there. This letter was from Dr. Browning after we returned, and he said, "I want to thank you, your team, for the incredible work that was done this past week at Friendship. We prayed that God would do more than build buildings, and he did. Lives were changed forever because they received eternal life, a powerful witness within our community of sacrificial service by Carpenters for Christ, and a church even more excited with how God is going to reach others through the use of additional space. We at Friendship Baptist Church cannot express how grateful we are for your assistance so that others may believe. Without a doubt, God led your group to Friendship, and he has confirmed that in so many ways. I hope you will share this with your church family at Lakeview, how important Carpenters for Christ ministry is, and what a tremendous blessing it was to have your team with us at Friendship Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. It was a pleasure working with you and several of the men who will likely participate next year." Dr. Browning shared with me that there was 5 men that had not made a Carpenters for Christ trip, but after working with our men there, and by the way, we increased by one church. I told you we had 24 churches that had participated. We had one added while we were there, so there were 25 churches that participated in that. And our attendance was around 90. It varied because some would come and then others would leave. And I want to share this note with you from someone that you all know. Wednesday, I talked to Buddy. I didn't know Buddy had another name. And it's, "Where's Lindy?" Landy. And I don't know what that means, but I suspect that the guys he's worked with does know what that means. But I heard that Buddy was doing well and he planned to be here tonight. Obviously, he's not. He overdid it on Monday, or Tuesday. He overdid the exercise, and so he's gone to Birmingham, and tomorrow will be seeing his doctor. But he wrote this. I asked him if he would do this, if he couldn't come. And he said, this is his words, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and an entire lacking in nothing." And that's what Buddy shared. He said, "I wasn't as well on Tuesday as I thought I was, but I in my chair today, and there I will be." So he exercised a little bit early, but Buddy has been, from every place I've seen him, he's been such a strong, powerful witness for his belief that God will raise him up. I said, "Surely you won't climb next year, will you?" And he said, "Oh, yes, I will." So he believes that he will. And then he says, thank you so much for your prayers before, during, and after my fall. So many of you prayed for the Carpenters for Christ even before the first man arrived on the site. And that is true. And so was the church. And so had we prayed for months. And God was faithful to surround his group of men throughout the trip, drawing them to himself and giving us opportunity to grow spiritually. And that was our theme, that we would grow as men, husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, and God did do that for us. Sometimes we don't understand the methods God used, but we know all things are filtered through his perfect love and desires his desire to make us more like Christ. God's protection was even more evident God's protection was never more evident than when he guided me through two sets of rafters, feet first, limiting the severity of my injury, for which I am extremely grateful. When we think of the possibilities, had I hit the rafters at an angle or straddled them, I can only praise him for his intervention on my part. After the fall, God immediately began to work on the endurance and patience lessons. And that's what he was expressing on Tuesday. But he went deeper than that. It is a humbling experience to witness the love and care of God's people. A 22-foot fall will bring you to a sudden stop. How well he knew. But the love of your brothers and sisters in Christ surrounding you in your time of need will cause you to stop in a more significant way. I don't have enough time to tell you the ways you have touched my life through this event, but I can assure you that God has used you in many mighty ways. Pray that I will use this downtime that he has allowed in my life to grow closer to him and know him in a deeper way, so that my walk with him will cause people to be drawn to Jesus. What a powerful testimony. And that I've come to know Buddy much more than before, and I believe that. The young man that was from Missouri, I met him just a few hours before he left, and he sent me an email and said he had prayed many years for Carpenters for Christ, but he had never been on a trip. But he said he also had never been with 90-plus men that loved Jesus and that were a witness in everything they did. And he said, I've not made a trip before, but I will be back next year. Then there was the incident with the construction when the trusses didn't fit exactly right. And we were a little bit frustrated. Is that a good word? Well, we were going slower than we wanted to go. Is that right, Don? Steve? But you know, while we were waiting, God was working. There were three men on the ground that connected the trusses to the crane to lift those trusses into place on the building. And while they were waiting to adjust the trusses into place, those three men were witnessing. One of them in the cab of the crane led a young man to Christ. And the next morning I saw him on a job and I said, I understand you accepted Christ yesterday. And he said, oh, but I did. God did something special in his life. And that's part of what Dr. Browning was talking about. But that's not all of it. They said, as I asked Philip, who was from the Florida church, I said, Philip, I understand you're the one that led that young man to Christ. And he said, yes, sir, I was. And I said, well, I understand. He said, but that's not all. You see that other fellow standing down there by the construction trailer? I said, I do. He said, he also accepted Christ. And I said, did you do that? No, I did not. But part of the same group of men, while they were waiting, they were witnessing, and men were coming to Christ. And what an amazing God we serve. And there was another man that we had seen, and I said, "Have you talked to Barry?" "No, sir, I haven't this time, but he seems to be avoiding me." And while we were talking and considering that and praying, guess who walked up within 5 feet of Philip? Barry. And he shared with him. He was troubled, but he said he knew Christ. So while we were in the midst of thinking we're being delayed, God is working and doing mighty things for us. Now, tonight is going to come and share for us with you Wes Sisson. He is from Lakeview. Matthew McVeigh. You all know Matthew. He's going to share with us. And then Ted Sandberg, a new friend, just joined this morning. And Ted's going to come and share with you. And then Kendall is going to come back and share with us his heart, and we thank you.
I'd like to thank y'all for the Carpenters for Christ organization. You push it, you pray for it, you establish it. I've never been to one before. This is my first trip. It won't be the last. There's a lot of things that I saw, a lot of things that I experienced. This trip to me became a life-changing experience. I've been in construction for 40 years. Been around construction people for 40 years. To put 90 people in one group for a week, work them 12, 13 hours a day, they're wore out, they're sore, tired, away from home, sleeping on cots, mattresses, floors. I never heard any bad language, never heard any fussing, complaints. All these things I've heard for 40 years. I've even tried to manipulate my crews before where I could get some Christian people in there, and that wasn't always real successful. Working this kind of hours under these kind of conditions is tough. But when things went wrong, what did you hear? Not complaints. Why didn't somebody order enough wood? We needed some wood one time. People were starting to ask, "I wonder what God's gonna do with this problem. I wonder what Jesus is doing next." Not, "Are we spending too much lumber?" You know, what, anything like this. The trust problems. You know, Leon already mentioned when people were down, they weren't working, they were talking about Jesus. The support from the church, the local church, Friendship Baptist Church up there, it supported us and kept us going. Everything that we touched up there, we saw Jesus. There's no other way you can look at it. There's no other way I felt like you could look at it. And everything came down to these 90 men weren't working for wages. They weren't working for money. They weren't working for anything but Jesus. There's no doubt in my mind, Jesus wanted those 90 men there for that week. Everything that went on screamed, "Jesus saves." And saw people come by parking lots, watched us work. The town knew we were there. They drive, I saw them on bicycles, I saw them walking, saw them in cars. They were curious. And what they saw was 90 Christian men from 25 different churches working for Jesus. We, Carpenters for Christ, builds churches and builds men. To be able to work in a group like this, to get so much done, had three different groups working over, right next to each other. carpenters doing lumber, electricians, wires, pipe fitters, plumbing, and we were messing each other up. Nobody complained. Pitched in, fixed whatever we did wrong. You know, that was the happiest I've ever been. It's the tiredest I've ever been. It's the most excited I've ever been. The most satisfied I've ever been. It's worth going. We didn't build a church. I think we built a lighthouse. That church, that education building, is going to stand as a lighthouse and a memorial, if you will, for Jesus. When people see it, they're going to see and they'll remember what 90 godly men did. Thank you.
Well, I also get to give you a newbie's perspective on the trip. I've been going to Lakeview for about 12 years, and so I've been hearing these for the last 12 years. These share services, and I've wanted to go on one of these trips for, I would say, at least 8 to 10 years, but just because of school or work that I wasn't able to get away from, I just was unable to go. But this summer, I made that opportunity. I was able to go, and it was really rewarding. So hearing about it for so many years, I obviously had some expectations about what the week was going to be like. I expected it to be hard work. I expected it there to be lots of good food, from stories I had heard before. And I also expected it to be great fellowship. And my expectations were on the right track, but I found that it was way more rewarding than I had even anticipated. It was hard work. It was rainy some days. It was very humid all days. It was really hot some days, especially the days that I was on the roof, putting up the roof and the shingles. It was pretty hot that day. It was risky. I had never put together trusses. I'd never been in the rafters, bracing rafters before. It was risky. Obviously, we had some injuries, but it was really good. And the reward, it was so rewarding. It far outweighed the conditions that we experienced. It was rewarding in that. Just seeing the product that we accomplished as a group of 90 men, I would say mostly without, you know, professional construction experience. I had never done something like that. I've built some pieces of furniture, but I've never built a building. And so it was amazing seeing the production that we were able to accomplish in such a short amount of time. And like Mr. Sisson said, with no complaining, it was amazing. It was also rewarding just hearing about the testimony of people leading others to Christ, the two crane operators that are now in the kingdom. We were also witness to the community there. Apparently, everyone in the community knew we were there and knew why we were there. And so that was really neat. And it was just also rewarding knowing that this building, this educational facility that we were working on, I was just going to be part of many years of kingdom work at Friendship Baptist Church. And so that was really rewarding. There was good food. We were instructed not to inform our wives just how well we actually did eat. But I kind of blew that. Like the first day I got home, we ate really well. Now, some people have told me that I don't really know what eating well is like because I've been married for nearly 4 years and I still weigh the same amount that I did when I got married. But I'll take this opportunity to say my wife is a fantastic cook, and I eat well all the time, so I know what I'm talking about. All the meals were great, and all the meals had tons of food. We ate, there was never a time when we ran out of food. There was always leftovers. Huge breakfast, huge lunch, huge dinner, tons of snacks between meals, tons of snacks at the work site, tons of snacks at the school we were staying at. So that was really cool, too. I enjoyed that. And then also the fellowship, even greater than that, was the fellowship of these men. You've probably heard before the carpenters' idea is that they don't just go to build buildings, but they go to build men. And that was very evident. We did have small group times, and the small groups were really good. But in settings like that, men like this don't always share that much. they were good, but they don't share that much. What was the best for me was just being with these older men who have been Christians longer than me, who have been married longer than me. And that was just really special. Riding from the school that we stayed at to the work site, just getting to know men, getting to just hear them talk about their lives and talk about what they've done, things that God has taught them, mistakes they've made and what God has done through that. So that was probably the best for me, was just the experiencing the great fellowship with all these men, all these carpenters who love the Lord and who love each other. The fellowship among these men that we had on this trip was unlike anything that I've experienced in a group of men at a church event. It was special. It was really good fellowship. So if you're like me, maybe you've come to 10 or 12 or more of these share services, and maybe you've been thinking about going on a carpenter's trip. I'll just say, if you're like me, just I promise, if you take the opportunity to go, it'll be a blessing to you. So I just want to encourage you to do that. Thank you.